Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And it is time to speak to our special guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. And we zoom in on COVID-19 and other health matters. Dr. Shabalala, Mshengu, good morning and welcome to East Coast Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning to the East Coast listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Can we first get an update on how things are looking in terms of COVID-19 infection rate in KwaZulu-Natal, and also explain what the Vuma vaccination weekend is all about? I'd like to propose a renaming for that. Vuma Jova weekend. Vuma Jova weekend. Can we go with? But anyway, how's that all going?
No, we're doing well. I think you have to write to the president and suggest a new name. Because mm-hmm. The Vuma weekend was suggested by the president, and we are going with that.
Okay.
And the president has said that over the next weekend from the 1st, we should make sure that we encourage people all over the province, all over the country, in all the districts to go to be vaccinated. So all our principals will be going all over the province to just do that.
Mm.
So that's what the Vuma weekend is all about. We are trying to reach a herd immunity as soon as we can.
Mm.
We now have managed to reach 2.6 million people, but we think we can do more.
Mm.
In terms of our numbers of COVID-19, our numbers are going down. We can safely say we are out of the third wave.
Mm-hmm.
The average 7-day numbers now in terms of cases, we are looking at three-digit numbers. Yesterday, we registered about 250. Before that, about 352.
Mm.
So you can see that our numbers are going down. What we then want to ask people is to work with us in terms of the non-pharmaceutical interventions. Then mm-hmm. things will be fine for a very good time.
Yeah.
Remember, we're going to summer, and everybody will be happy and behaving in a way that can expose all of us. We need to be even more careful.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sawubona Baba, just quickly on the vaccination program, you've kind of had to think outside the box because there's still a lot of people out there who are unvaccinated in the province. And over the weekend, we saw that you did some street vaccinations in Durban. Can you just tell us or take us through that concept?
The concept of the street vaccination is where we go to different streets of our province. We do know where the malls are. We do know where people wait for a longer period of time,
mm-hmm.
Relatively for transport and other reasons why they spend a lot of time there. So we go to those areas. We screen the people. If they qualify to be vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
vaccinate them, give them the 15 minutes waiting period, and they leave us in that fashion. It's in line with the drive-throughs that we started with. If you remember, we had drive-throughs. Our aim, again, is to make sure that we get the herd immunity, is to make sure that people are vaccinated before the fourth wave, and mostly the elderly. So we're saying the younger ones, as they leave, as they do whatever they are doing, let them bring the elderly along so that we know that the elderly are safe, the young ones are safe as well.
Mm-hmm. That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health. I'm having a look around me, and in this precinct alone, all of us, except this Shabalala, has been vaccinated. So, Dogatela, if you can just find out where is Sky going to be today, find 15 minutes when he's sitting down, unsuspecting, and make sure you...
I'm going to get hijacked.
Vuma vaccination, or as I say, Vuma Jova Shabalala.
I love that.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.